Back again with more Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Every Sunday, we bring you a special guest to join me and teach us a little bit of Nehewe Win. Joined today by Aaron Fay, and we left off last talking about some of Wayne Jackson's survival phrases when you're just learning the Cree language. So we left off on what is that called and naming things.
Yeah.
But sometimes when we're speaking with fluent speakers, they're speaking way too fast for us. So how do we ask someone to maybe just slow things down a little bit?
Yeah, so one of the phrases from that podcast, mahte peatik, the way you can say mahte.
Mahte for please.
Yeah, peatik.
Peatik to
like
be careful with something.
Or, yeah, carefully, I guess you
could. Yeah,
bring it. And yeah. Then itwe is like say it. Say it, can you say it carefully is basically what that means. Like it's almost like, can you slow that down or say it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I guess that would mean.
Okay. And then more common phrases that we can just use as survival phrases that we might need to know.
Well, and you might ask somebody like, how do you say something? And then they just kind of blurt it out and you're like, whoa, that was way too fast.
Right.
And you say, so then you're like, gitwamatwe.
Gitwamatwe. So gitwam, we hear that for something that is repeating, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Or again.
Gitwam, again, yeah.
Again, right? And then itwe for saying it. So you're basically saying, say it again.
Say it again. That's the command for like itwe, like say it, right?
So okay.
Gitwamatwe, say it again, yeah.
Okay. And other common phrases that we might be able just to help keep us alive in the Cree language when we're out with fluent speakers.
Yeah, so I mean, we covered, you can say the one for like, I don't understand, so somebody might ask you a question. We covered that one. So, moin stotein, like I don't understand. Or somebody might ask you something and they might, and you might be like, I don't know. You know, you know what they're asking you, but you don't know what the answer is. So then you can say, Nemoya.
Nixketin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I also hear.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then if I say moikskitaman, is that just in the conjunct now?
So that's basically the same thing. Yeah, it's
okay.
Like I don't know. And I think that just comes down to phrasing. Like it's just the way that you want to say it. I don't know that
okay. There's
a specific difference between those two. Yeah, that's, and that's as similar as like when you ask somebody what their name is. Tansigitsiga. So, and that's the way I learned that. How are you called? I guess you could think of it that way. Or
right.
How are you named?
Yeah. That's a good one too. A very, very, very basic Cree where we're in the community, right?
Exactly. Tansi kitsigasin. But I also hear tansi sigasin.
And that's right? In the conjunct,
that's
right?
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
It means the same thing. What's your name, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're out in the community and you're trying to tell someone because we also talked about verbs earlier.
Yeah.
So the verb for learning something.
Yeah. So if you want to say that one is learning. And to keep in mind, it took me a long time to get this one right because there's a few different ways that I hear it, but it's
right.
Also like a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Yeah, so giskinohamagosu.
Giskinohamagosu. Even for me, it was a tough one when I was learning.
Giskinohamagosu. I hear two different ways. Giskinohamagosu or giskinohamagosu. Yeah, and that means that one is learning or that one's going to school.
You're in the third person again.
But if you want to say me, I am learning, you can say nagiskinohamagosin.
Nagiskinohamagosin.
And if it's you, giskinohamagosin. And that comes from, and then you start to get into, that's one of those words that can get really big really fast because when we talk about the school
right? Turning it into a building.
Yeah, so we put gamik on the end and we sort of get like the building, right?
Mm-hmm.
So an example of that, giskinohamatogamik, or giskinohamatowigamik, you might hear it
yeah.
That way too, right?
Yeah.
Or if you say like at the school, giskinohamatogamgok.
Yeah.
Giskinohamatowigamikok.
And that's where you're, like you said, one of those words that can just get real big, but if you understand that it has the same root, but just these little added inflections onto it,
and
right?
We get really caught up on all of that. Like, and so that's my advice to anybody who's learning. Like, if you're just feeling frustrated, or you feel like you don't have it yet, like just kind of kiam, you know, like don't worry about it.
Kiam being relaxed.
Like just chill out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Right? Like just let the process, give it its time because... You know, when I think about like the word university, it took me years to be able to say that.
Yeah.
Years of practice to be able to say that. So if you don't have it right now, if your language isn't where you want it to be right now, just keep going. Akamemo.
That's a good one. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about learning. So I think a good one too is to speak.
Yeah.
You want to tell someone that I speak a little Cree. So we'll use the verb for speaking.
Well, if you say speak, like if you want someone to speak, Pigsque. We say Pigsque. Yeah. So Pigsque or Pigsque. Sometimes when you get that ISK, I call them clusters, and they kind of smoosh a little bit in there.
Yeah, you end up, even Wayne talks about that, where you lose that short, one of those short I's gets lost in the shuffle, right?
That's like that word, there's a word for like, what are you doing? Itahkmiksu. But depending on who you're talking to or where they're from, it can sound like really smoosh. Dansitahkmiksin. Yeah, you'll hear some places, right? And it's like, danisitahkmiksin. You'll hear it that way somewhere. It's like all it just smushes.
And I hear kigwe tuutaman.
Yeah, like what the, and to me that means so dansitakam ksin is like what have you been up to or what are you up to?
Okay.
But something like dansi tuutaman or kigwe tuutaman is like what are you doing? That's more to me that means like more right now, like what are you doing?
Yeah.
But again, I'm a learner, so I'm willing to be wrong about that. But that's what it means to my brain is like, what are you kind of doing right now?
So now we talked about Pigsque to be the root of speaking.
Yeah.
So now if I am speaking Cree.
Yeah, I can say it. Well, there's two ways. Nipigsquan, I speak.
Nipigsquan.
Nipigsquan.
Kipigsquan.
I'm just speaking. That's not necessarily, you know, Nihiwiwin. That's just like I'm speaking.
I'm speaking in general.
Or I can say Pigsquean.
Ipiksquian.
Right back to that sort of conjunction.
Now you're in the conjunction because I am speaking.
I am as
currently
I'm speaking,
right?
Yeah.
So now if we take that one step further and we try to just make a short, simple sentence out of that, a few words, and we want to say, I want to speak the Cree language.
Well, that's the funny thing is we wouldn't use Pigsque in that context again.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Because speak the Cree language is Nihiwe.
Nihiwe.
Yeah, yeah. So if you could say maybe I want to speak about the Cree language, maybe. Ninote Pigsquatin Nihiwe Winoti, you might say that.
Mm.
I don't know if that's the right way to say that, but that's, you know, but that's another word. Again, it's not Pigsque, it's Pigsquatum. We've sort of jumped over to that different verb type again.
Okay, because now you're speaking about something.
About something.
Or speaking about something.
Speak about something, yeah.
Pigsquatum.
And then if you to jump further one more time, to say to speak to someone.
Now there's two people speaking to each other.
Someone speaking to another one, then that's going to be Pigsquateo.
Pigsquateo.
Yeah. Megwatse Pigsquato no kiano. We're speaking to each other right now. Yeah. Pigsquateo. Bill Megwatse Pigsquatao. I'm speaking to Bill right now.
Because
right?
that would be in the third person.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling the listener right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Megwatse Bill Pigsquatao. Or if you know we're talking to them and we're talking about us, Nipigsquatanan, Nianan, that's me and you now.
Yeah.
I'm telling them that we're speaking to each other, me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or Igpigsquatoyak. So again, there's so many different ways once you get into it. Not only do you have different words, but then you have all of those different conjugations.
And not to really, I'm trying not to confuse the heck, but it's hard. It's hard when you're diving deep into the language. What is next for you on your language journey, I guess? Because you're always busy speaking at places. I heard you have something coming up.
Yeah, so there's a conference in town next week. Thunderchild has a conference coming up. I'm really honored. They've asked me to come in and sort of talk about my language journey a little bit. And I'm still putting that together. Next for me is just kind of more of the same. Like we've got lots of projects going on around the language. I have my project, Kiano.net, that I work on. I'm hoping to sort of expand more on that this year and just branch out a bit. We have some tools that we use for the intermediate language learning journey around transcription, which is a whole nother thing, but it's a tool that we use to sort of build comprehension and understand more advanced phrasing. And we've done some of that with you, right?
Yeah.
And then some more stuff like... just projects, really, because my focus, even on my TikTok and the projects that I work on the sidelines, are mostly focused around how do we support, adult people who already grew up and they know English, basically, and they want to reclaim their language, you know, because we don't learn the same way that we did when we were kids. If we were kids growing up in an immersion environment, we wouldn't think about any of this stuff.
Yeah.
We wouldn't talk about grammar. We wouldn't talk about any of these different things. But as adult learners, we are trying to find ways to make it easier for ourselves, and we come up against all of these things. So constantly focused on how to make it easier for other adult learners to get back.
Well, I want to say hi, kidana skomtin.
That way.
We patska wa pumptin.
Yeah.
Hopefully to see you soon. Then we wait in you up mau.
Aha, nista.
Yeah, to see you today. We'll be hopefully in touch and people can follow your journey. How can they follow Aaron Fay in your language journey?
Yeah, I mean, you can find me on TikTok, or you can go to keanu.net and find me there. And those are really the best two ways right now. I do have some stuff on YouTube, but TikTok's probably the best right now.
Well, hi for stopping by, and we can't wait to see you again next time.
Uh-huh, that way.